There were technical glitches the first go-around for healthcare.gov. Once fixed, nearly 140,000 Wisconsinites signed up on the federally run marketplace. Last year's enrollment window was 6 months. This year, it's half that. Diane Gabrielson is Director of Product Management at Dean Health Plan. It's one of 15 Wisconsin insurers selling on the exchange.
It is more compressed. I think that could be, challenging for some people, but the process is significantly better.
The federal website where people sign up has been streamlined in hopes it will be easier to use, says Jim Baird. He's vice president of individual sales at WPS Insurance. But like the first time, there's concern whether the website can handle all the traffic.
When you have so many people that have to get through either on a renewal basis or purchasing a plan for the first time, and if they want a January 1st effective date, they really have that 1 month period.
90% of those buying coverage on the marketplace got federal subsidies last year. Molly Banterix, covering kids and families. She says even if people are keeping last year's plan, they should go to healthcare.gov to update their income.
Because they want to make sure that their premiums end up being based on current information and not last year's information.
On average, plans sold on the marketplace are expected to increase nearly 3%. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.